We are talking today with Mount Air girls cross country coach Melissa Shields as the season is moving right along, nearing October. Coach, first of all, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. I guess, first of all, what are your, you know, overall thoughts on kind of this season to this point? I know the girls have, you know, been competitive. You've been able to post some team scores. Just what are your thoughts on the girls so far this year?
Yeah, so this year, our main highlight, I guess, is the fact that we actually have a girls team for high school this year. We were short last year, so being able to come together and actually post some team scores has been kind of nice, and the girls have really been excited about that as well. So there's been a lot of really good camaraderie between them and support and stuff like that too. So that's just been a highlight in its own self, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Who are the girls, the leaders of this team? I guess take us through that varsity lineup there.
So I have four seniors this year, Addison Doolittle, Ashlyn Beyer, Casey Larson, and Ava England. They have been with the sport for, I think, since middle school. Actually, Addison took a year off last year, but she's back with us again this year. And they're rocking and rolling, so that senior leadership has been really neat. I've got two underclassmen, Riley Greenwell and Irea Trujillo, who are coming up right along with them. Just the support within those, I guess, six runners are really, it's really great to see. Ashlyn Beyer is recovering from an ACL injury, hoping maybe we can get her back at the end of the season, but she's been there putting in the time, doing her recovery pieces as she needs to, and been a huge asset, come to meets and like data keeping and tracking in that regards too. So good leadership all across the board. And with all of that too, we've been able to kind of tackle some different training approaches this year. Last year, we were kind of just trying to get to the end of the season, having everybody as healthy as possible, just being able to run and make it through state qualifying. This year we have girls that are kind of looking at maybe hitting that state mark, just different team competitive things. So our training's been a little bit different this year, and they've been tackling that. Plus, we've seen most of those seniors across the really all runners across the summer for our optional summer running, which has been really great too. And the work is showing.
Yeah. Great. Melissa Shields, again, head coach for Mount Air girls cross country. Coach, a couple of fourth place finishes. It looks like maybe, you know, just three meets so far. I guess, you got a lot coming up here in this short amount of time. So, when you look at the upcoming meets, trying to get your team to the point where, you know, they are running their best collectively, maybe even by the, you know, at the right time with Pride of Iowa and the district meet. And of course, as you mentioned, state, what goes into that here over these next couple of weeks?
So the boys coach and I, we collaborate pretty closely on practice plans and just kind of thinking ahead. And this week is kind of gonna be our marker of now we're starting to train a little harder. We've been making sure that we've just been getting the base work done. Things are going to amp up a little bit here, but also planning and programming in those meets. Like, what are they? Some meets were there to compete, but also some meets are part of our training program, which is kind of nice to be able to see with the utmost, you know, attention put forth that we're gunning for that POI. So everything we're doing from here on out is just setting us up as most effectively and I guess athletes as well, just making sure that they've got everything that they need to perform well at those meets that are, you know, just a couple weeks out. So POI, our home meet, is obviously a nice one we like to compete with, and then the week after that's going to be state qualifying. So just been a lot of due diligence as far as like kind of planning up to this point, and now we're going to crank things up a little bit and just planning ahead, trying to use everything that we can as effectively as possible to get there. So
kind of along those same lines, Coach, what would you say? I mean, I'm sure that you, and you've even mentioned some things here during this interview, but, you know, grand scheme of things, big picture, what are the overall goals? What would a successful finish to the year kind of look like?
We've got individuals who are going to be looking at hitting some pretty hefty, and by that means, I mean good DRs. We've got some individuals that are definitely looking at cranking in there towards state, state qualifiers. So I think that's kind of the goal, but also with the ladies, they've even kind of said, you know, obviously all of those accolades and things are great, but overall they just want to come and perform 100% of what they got every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes 80% is all we got, but if we're doing 100% of that, and then they know that they're coming back, you know, the next time, okay, we've got 100% to give, we're giving 100%. So everything that they're doing, their focus is really good on just being better every single day. And I think that is, you know, those little steps that get to that big picture is what they've kind of been really good about keeping in the forefront. Not me. I mean, I'm going to give them the credit of that, as knowing the little steps that it takes to get to that big picture. So I'll give them the credit of that, but it is, that's kind of our, I guess our, looking out to that as they've got the big goals, but they know that to attain those, they have to do the little things,
right.
And they're doing it.
Yeah. Melissa Shields, again, head coach, Mount Air Girls Cross Country. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. I wish you and your team the best here as you move along the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thank you.